Okay, when Sanhedrin, Peites, Amid Aleph. The Gemara is in the middle of discussing various different things. A guy who suppresses his nevuah, a guy that disregards his own nevuah, a Navi that transgresses his own nevuah, so then it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. Okay, not Misa B'dei Odom, Misa B'dei Shemayim, and it's Chenek. Okay? So the Gemara started giving examples of these cases. What's a Mitznaba, Mashal Yishama, it's Sidkiyo Ben Kanana. The Gemara went through the whole story with this guy Tzidkia that said in the word that he didn't hear. He said that Assyria is going to be successful in the battle, and therefore Yehoshaphat went with them, and it was a disaster, and they lost the battle. Okay. Peites, Amid Aleph, and we're going to 89A5 in the Shatnistin Gemara. Two, four, six, eight, 10, 11 lines from the bottom of the page. So Gemara says, what was the mistake this person made? He should have learned like Rav Yitzchak. What does Rav Yitzchak say? Rav Yitzchak, signan echad ele lekam in neviim. Many signals, well, I'm sorry, one signal, I'll explain this whole thing in a second, was given to many prophets, but in shnei neviim is nambas is signan echad. But no two Nevi'im say the same words. Meaning like this. When a Navi gets Nevuah, a Navi gets prophecy, he doesn't hear words in his head. He gets this signal, like this. And then the Nevuah is brought out in words. So many Nevi'im can get a similar Nevuah. The Gemara is going to show cases of this. They get the similar Nevuah, the similar prophecy, but they each express it in different words. What's the case? Avadya, the prophet, Avadya says, Zedain Libcha Yishiyacha. The malice of your heart has beguiled you. Meaning he's starting to talk about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Avadya prophesies about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And Yirmiyah says, Tiflasticha Hisi Eisach Zedain Libcha. Your tyranny has beguiled you, even the malice of your heart, which means they're both saying prophecy about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but they're saying it in different words. So they get the same nevuah, but it's expressed in different words. No, I don't think so. Now, going back to what was Sidkiah's sin, this Navi Sidkiah was a false prophet, said about this whole thing going to war, meaning he made that thing with horns on it, and he told the king, you're going to be successful in war. Okay, so he says like this, Vahani, these 400 prophets of Achav, this is the same story that Eliyahu Navi, by the way, same time. Achav had 400 idol-worshipping prophets, the 400 Nevi'i Abal. Shmami no lekum kam, the fact that they said the exact same language of each other shows that that it was worthless. Meaning like this. According to Rav Yehuda's din, I'm sorry, Rav Yitzchok's din, that no two Nevi'im say the same language in prophecy, the fact that these 400 Nevi'i Abal said the exact same language in prophecy, that itself should have shown that it was worthless, that he shouldn't have listened to it. And that was his sin. So the Gemara asks, have a but maybe he didn't know Rabbi Yitzchok's din. Maybe he thought that different Nevi'im could say the exact same prophecy. But the Gemara says, what was his mistake? He should have known that no two prophets speak the same way. Okay, and here 400 guys spoke. See, so Gemara, maybe he didn't know that din of Rabbi Yitzchok. So he said, but Yehoshaphat have a hosam, but Yehoshaphat was there. But Ka'amelu, and he said, he told it to him. Because the true prophet of Hashem, Yehoshaphat, said, isn't there a kosher prophet here? And he said, Amalei ha'iko kolani. So Achav said to Yehoshaphat, what do you mean there's 400 prophets? Amalei kach mekubulani mi beis avi abba. Yehoshaphat said, this is what I accepted tradition from my grandfather, signan echad elal kama neviim. One signal of Hashem of prophecy could be given to many prophets, but no two prophets speak in the same language. So the Gemara's question was, maybe he didn't know that Yitzchak. Okay, what happened over here? Very simple. The 400 prophets of the Baal said he should go to war. Okay, that was the whole thing. Okay? Achav wanted to go to war against Aram. And he wanted Yehoshaphat to go with him. Okay? And this Sidkio made something, horns of iron, the Sidkio guy. And he told him, you're going to be successful. Okay? Lepoel, Yehoshaphat didn't want to go. He said, until I hear from another prophet that we can go to war with Achav against Aram, we're not going. So Sidkia came and said, oh, here's a prophecy that you can go. The iron horns, you're going to be successful. So Yehoshaphat didn't want to go. He said, 1 minute. Isn't there a kosher prophet here? So Achav said to him, these 400 prophets are saying the exact same thing, that you should go to war. So Yehoshaphat said to them, they're not real prophets because they're speaking in the same language. So everybody knew that that you can't rely on a Navi. So that was the sin of Tzidkio, that he didn't listen to, that he made false Navor that he didn't hear. Whatever his name was. Tzidkio
was a false prophet. Why is he waiting for another prophet to help him out?
So maybe another prophet heard that they should go to war. I didn't hear
why
it.
Did he hear?
Could not be prophet. He hears all prophecies.
Okay, so he didn't know whether or not...
He said, let me hear another prophet. Say the prophets, we should go to war. Now go to war.
He received the prophecy himself.
He didn't receive the prophecy. But again, that doesn't mean if somebody else, maybe he wasn't at that time fit for it, then another Navi was going to hear it. He said, I'm not going to war unless there's another prophet. The Baal, they went to war and they lost.
Why didn't he just say these 400 prophets are false prophets? I don't want to listen to
them. That's what he said. He said to Achav, they're false prophets. They're all speaking the same language. It can't be real prophets.
So there was 401 prophets. There was Tzidkia.
No, Tzidkia was one of the 400.
He was one of the 400?
Yeah. Okay. Then the Gemara says, what's the case? Hamisnaba mashulinem aloi. Another case the Mishnah says, where you get Misa, is if a Navi says a prophecy that another Navi got. He didn't get it. In other words, it's not fake, it's real. But Navi A says over a prophecy that Navi B got, and he didn't hear it. So Gemara said, what's the case? Okay, he lived in the days of Yirmiyahu, and he said that the Churban that Yirmiyahu HaNavi prophesies about would not come to pass. Okay? So he said, why did he say it? He said like this. The Koy Yirmiyahu B'Shuka Elyon, Yirmiyahu was standing on the higher marketplace. There's a higher market and a lower market. He was standing by the higher market, and he says, Koy Amar Hashem Tzvokis, Hin Nishavis Keshus Elam. Behold, as he said, I'm going to break the strength of Elam. Okay? So Yirmiyahu HaNavi said in Nebuah like this. Hashem said he's going to break the strength of Elam, which was against the Jews. Okay? Elam is southern kingdom of southwestern Persia, east of Babel. Okay? So he made a kavuchaymer. Chananya, what did he say? The nation of Elam didn't come to fight the Jews. They only came to help Bavel fight the Jews. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hashem said, Hin in Ishevers Keshus Elam, I'm going to break the strength of Elam. Kazdim Atzmam. The people of Kazdim is Bavel. The guys from Bavel, Allah has kama v'kama, for sure Hashem is going to break them for starting up with the Jews. Meaning like this, Yirmiyah prophesied that Hashem is going to break the strength of the nation of Elam. Hananiah said, one minute, if Hashem is going to break the strength of a nation that didn't come itself to fight the Jews, it was only to help Bovel fight the Jews, Hashem's destroying them, Bovel for sure Hashem was going to destroy. So what did he do? So then Hananiah ben Isaac came to the lower market and he said, I'm going to destroy the nation of Bovel. What did he do? He said a nevuah that he didn't hear. It was said to Yirmiyah. He said it wrong also, by the way. But apparently, he said it to Yirmiyah. It was said to Yirmiyah, not to him. But Papa asked a question. So Yirmiyah didn't get that nevuah either. The Gemara said, what's this case? A Navi says a nevuah, which is true, but another Navi got it. Right? And he said it over. One second, let's leave those guys out. Let's see this first. Okay, what's the Gemara saying? The way the Gemara explained it at the beginning, Yirmiyah said a nevuah, Hananiah said it over as if he heard it. The Gemara says, no, this is worse. Yirmiyah never said that nevuah. You're telling me that the din of the Mishnah is that even if a Navi says a nevuah, which is true, but it wasn't told to him. It was told to a different Navi. He's Chayiv Misa. Right? And the Gemara says, what's the case? Hananiah told over a nevuah from Yirmiyah. But the Gemara says, it's not the nevuah Yirmiyah heard. Yirmiyah heard Elam's going to be destroyed. And he made it Bavel. So it's not even a true nevuah. Gemara says, Amalei Abai answered, Kivin the Yoiv, Kavachemet. Because he made a Kavachemet, and a Kavachemet is halachically acceptable, so it's a real nevuah. Because Yirmiyah said Elam's going to be destroyed. So he said, if Elam's destroyed, for sure Bavel's going to be destroyed. So you can't say it's a wrong nevuah. Yeah, but that's what the Gemara says. Because we're all the way at the bottom of the page.
You just derived it from a logical, strategic.
Right. All the way at the bottom of the page, Tesamid Aleph. Okay, then the Gemara says, what's the next case? And the Mishnah says, Yechayiv Misa. It was a prophecy. Yirmiyah said Hashem's going to destroy the strength of Elam. That's a prophecy.
But he didn't hear it as a prophecy. He was just making a kavachemer.
No. What's the name? Hananiah made a kavachemer. Yirmiyah had a prophecy. And Elam is going to be destroyed. Okay. Hananiah took it a step further.
Not as a prophecy.
As a prophecy. Koyam Hashem.
As a kavachemer.
No. But he says it's a prophecy that Hashem said Bavel's going to be destroyed.
So why is the Gemara questioning it? So he did have a prophecy.
He didn't.
It wasn't a prophecy that was given to him.
It wasn't given to him. He made it up.
So Hashem said it to him.
To whom?
To Hananiah.
No, he didn't. Hashem said it to Yirmiyah. And Hananiah said, if Hashem told Yirmiyah this, Bavel for sure. But Hashem never spoke to him.
So as a Kelbachaber. No, that's
still not acceptable.
But he's saying it as a prophecy. Koy Amar Hashem.
That's a problem.
That's the problem. That's why he's chayv.
But he didn't get any punishment.
He did. It was Mitzvah Dishmaim. He got killed.
Hananiah got
killed. Yeah. HaMisnah B'Shem Kochavim. Another thing, the Mishnah said, if somebody says prophecy in the name of idols, so that's the case in the V.A. Abau. Right? Like we have the Nevi Abal that Eliyahu Navi fought over there, and this guy over here, Achav, then you have another case. If somebody, Hashem tells him to say a prophecy, and he doesn't say it. What's that case? Yaina ben Amitai. Right, the famous Mafti Yaina. Hashem told him to say a prophecy to Nineveh, and originally he didn't go. Eventually he went, but not L'chadchila. Huh? Because he did tshuva. He went and did say the Nineveh story. V'mevatel divrei Navi. And in another case, the Mishnah said, one who discards the words of a Navi, what's the case? K'gain chevre de Micha, the colleague of Micha. Okay, this guy Micha is really Michayo ben Yimla, Rashi says, just to make it short. What's the case? It says in the Pasik, one of the people of the Nevi'im, Omer al Reyehu, Bidvar Hashem, he said to the Navi in the word Hashem, Hachini no, hit me, strike me now. Okay, he told him, you're supposed to hit me. Hashem said, Anavu, you're supposed to hit me. And the man refused to hit him. Right? This guy, Micha, or Yahu, whatever. Yeah, he said a prophecy that you're supposed to hit me. And the guy didn't. He said, I refuse to hit you. So he saved me because he says, Yana Shalishamaita. Because you didn't listen to him, you didn't listen to the voice of Hashem, and a lion is going to kill you, and the lion came and killed him.
Is it not?
Huh?
Is it not that prophecy is not higher than halacha?
Prophecy, if you know the Navi, it's a very good question. The Gemara asked the question, when Eliyahu and Har HaKarmel, you know, made this the altar with the fires and everything, and he said, you know, Aneini Hashem, Aneini. So the Gemara asked the question, L'chayri, you went against halacha, because once the Beis HaMikdash was built, you were not allowed to bring any korbanos except in the Beis HaMikdash. Bameis, just random altars, were forbidden to do once the Beis HaMikdash was built. So the Gemara said, Hadel Eliyahu Navid, and Navi do it. It was a thing Hashem told him temporarily, which even though it's against halacha. So the Gemara discussed, how could that be? If you know he's an authentic prophet, like Eliyahu HaNavi was, everybody knew Eliyahu HaNavi was authentic, and he comes and says, and there's an exceptional case, Hashem says, I could do something, then the din is you listen to him. But if it's not an authentic Navi, who comes, not proved to be authentic, and he comes and tells you things to do against halacha, then obviously you don't listen to him.
But this case is not comparable to Eliyahu
HaNavi. No. Yeah, but he told me to hit him, he should have hit him. Okay, then it says like this. Navi sha'avar al divrei atzmi. A Navi who transgresses his own nevuah. What's the case? K'gain idei anavi, idei the prophet. What does it say? K'chein tziva eisi. Hashem told him like this. Don't eat bread, don't drink water, nor return the same way that you came. Okay? What's the story over there? Again, Yeravam. You love him, Ben Nevat, right? He was the king that was made idols all over the place. Okay. One day, you love him himself was offering sacrifices on the altar in Bethel when Edom came and prophesied the destruction of both the altar and you love him. So you love him pointed the prophet to order his arrest, but his arm withered instantly. In other words, you love him wanted to arrest Edom for speaking chutzpah to him. Because Yoavim was being makriv avei dezara, right? So either the Navi came to him and said, you're going to be destroyed, and the idol, your things are going to be destroyed. So Yoavim wanted to kill him. See, you know, he pointed to kill him, and his hand withered, it couldn't move. So the king begged the prophet to say, to pray for the restoration of his, and the prophet Navi did so. When he was healed, Yoavim asked Ida to join him for a meal. So Yoavim invited him for dinner. Ida answered, Hashem told me that I can't eat bread or what's the pasuk over here? I can't eat bread, water, or come back the same way. Okay? So now what happened? Av Oksiv, and it says...
Because his food wasn't kosher?
No. Hashem just, whatever. The Nevuah told him not. Oksiv, and it says, Vayeim Elayin, he said to him, Gam the Navi of Bethel said to him, Gam ani Navi kameicha, I'm also a prophet like you. And I was told that you could. I was told that I should bring you to my house that you should eat. Oksiv it says, Vayashiv itay Ida went back with him and ate bread and drank water. Okay? So what happened? He went against his own nevuah. Hashem told him, don't eat bread and don't drink water and don't go back the same way you came. And another Navi said, yeah, you could. And he listened to the other Navi. And he transgressed the nevuah that Hashem gave him. So what happens? The Pasuk says, he went, a lion found him, and he killed him.
Why would Hashem do that? To punish the Navi? Or?
Yeah, because the Navi didn't listen. The Pasuk, they learned that from Sukkim. The Navi doesn't listen to the prophecy he's given by Hashem, he gets killed.
Was the other one a false Navi?
Must have been.
Is this why Bill Amber is...
My what?
Is killed?
No, it says over there at the bottom, he brings down, that this Navi that told him, yeah, come eat, originally was a good prophet, and then he became a Baal prophet.
But this time he lied.
Yeah. No, he said, I'm the Navi Kameicha. He said, I'm a Navi like you. And Hashem told me that they take you home. It ended up he was a liar because he was a false prophet.
And what happened if he was a true prophet? Is the prophet listen to
his own? He asked to still listen to his own prophecy. Hashem told him he was a kosher prophet. A kosher Navi.
Was he one of the 40 prophets?
I guess so. There are a lot of prophets. There are a lot of prophets that the Gemara doesn't, the Pesukim don't even talk about.
He's not one of the 40.
He must be mentioned somewhere.
I personally know there's a prophecy. You know, people are, they go through psychosis and see things and hear things, and for them it's really true.
It's not a prophecy. Prophecy when you say Hashem said A, B, C, D. Prophecy has to come directly from Hashem. That's the pasuk. The pasuk says, how do you know if a guy's a real prophet or not? So, the Rambam makes the numbers really in the Gemara later. That if a guy comes and says bad is going to happen, it's not necessarily that he's a false prophet, because maybe the Jews did tshuva and therefore good's going to happen. But if he says good is going to happen and never happens, so then you know he's a false prophet. But prophecy is not... I mean, the Gemara says that there was prophecy and then there was a lower level of Baskel and the Ruach HaKodesh. These are lower levels of prophecy.
Didn't the Baal Shem Tov say before the coming of the Mashiach, the prophecy would come back?
The Rebbe said it, by the way.
The Baal Shem Tov.
Rebbe says, brought down that before Mashiach comes back, Nevo will be
come
back.
Is coming
for
Mashiach?
No, even before that, there's going to be Nevo.
Someone comes and says, I'm a prophet, have you I'm serious.
If he's the Rebbe, it's true. If otherwise, I would doubt it.
So the Rebbe had Nevo, or Ruach HaKodesh?
Normally Ruach HaKodesh, but then the Rebbe wrote, the Rebbe said that before Mashiach comes back, he quoted this as a source for it, that before Mashiach comes back, there's going to be Nevuah.
Didn't he, in a few occasions, say, I'm saying this in the form of a Nevuah?
Doubt it. Maybe, I don't know. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Tana Tamik, Tana Kamed Rav Chista. A teacher of a Braisa taught Rav Chista the following Braisa. Hakevish has Nevuah like him. A person who holds back his nevuah that he's supposed to be telling, he gets malchus. Amalei manda achu tama ba'arbel aloki. If one eats dates out of a sieve, does he get lashes? Meaning, the Gemara is asking a very simple question. In order to get malchus, you need to do an active act. You can't get malchus on a lav she'ein by ma'isa. Okay, what did this Braisa say to Rav Chista, this guy that taught the Braisa? He said, if a guy doesn't say over his prophecy that Hashem told him to do, he gets Malchus. So Rav Chista said to him, what are you talking about? If a guy eats, it's an expression, dates out of a sieve, does he get lashes? Which means, it's a good expression, there's no grounds for Malchus, okay? Just like you can't give Malchus for a guy eating dates, because he didn't do anything wrong. Rav Chista said to him, it can't be this din of getting Malchus, because the guy that doesn't say over his prophecy is not doing it in the act. It's passive. He's just not saying. And for not doing things, you can't get Malchus. So what are you saying? And also, man masturbate. He says, number one, you can't get Malchus. And secondly, who warned him? In order to get Malchus, we learned before in the Gemara all the time, you need to be warned by two Edom. Yeah? The guy has a nevuah, and he's not saying it over. So who warned him? You have to warn the guy and say, you know a nevuah. How's anybody supposed to know he has a nevuah if he's not saying it? So that if that's the case, there's no way he can get Malchus.
He gets much worse than Malchus. He gets Misa. How could it just...
Yeah, but nowadays, because...
Because we don't have a base thing.
Yeah. You don't have a capital punishment. So Amar Abaye said, no, people knew. Chavrei Nevi'ah, his fellow prophets can warn him. Because they also get Nevu'ah. Remember, a lot of Nevi'im can get the same Nevu'ah. So therefore, they also got the same Nevu'ah. So they warned him. So Gemara says, Mi no yada, but how do they know that this guy got a prophecy that he's not revealing? How do they know?
But now they
don't get one second. Amar Abaye, because it says, Kilayas Hashem Lakim Davar, it says like this: Hashem will not do something unless He reveals a secret to His servants, the prophets. Okay, meaning like this: if a guy gets a nevuah, other prophets get the same nevuah, and therefore it's possible that they can warn him and say, "Don't hold back the nevuah; you have to say it." But the Gemara says, "Dilma hadrebe," maybe the heavenly court changed its mind. First they told him the prophecy, and then they switched it. So how can you give him Malchus? Maybe he's right now by not saying it. So he says, "Im isa da hadrebe," because if the words are very simple, then all the Nevi'im would know that Hashem changed his mind. "Im isa da hadrebe," if you're saying the heavenly court changed, or do I have a medulla kula, all the Nevi'im would have known that. And the fact that the other Nevi'im weren't told that the guy's changing, that the Bezdin is changing the Nevuah, he wouldn't know. So Gemara says, Vayena dahad Rebbein. But by Yena, Hashem did change his mind. Okay? And yet, Yena was not informed of this. What was the thing by Yena? Yena was told, what was Yena's Nevuah? That in 40 days, Nineveh is going to be wiped out. Yeah? The Baruch Hashem changed his mind because he did tshuva. And Yena didn't know, because if Yena knew, he wouldn't be afraid to tell him the nevuah, because then it would be good. So Gemara says like this, Yena mikore ninche ninve nepeches. First, Yena was told, Ninve is going to be overturned, meaning it's going to be destroyed. Ila yada, he assumed that the city would be destroyed, but he didn't know if it would be destroyed for good or for bad. Sometimes you can have a city destroyed for good. You can have upheaval of good.
What does that mean?
A tumult, a commotion in a city. Okay, I'll give you an example. Somebody has a simcha, right? Yeah? You know it's upheaval in the house? Right? It's upheaval.
Destroyed means destroyed.
No, the pasuk says, Ninveh nehepeches. It didn't say Ninveh is going to be destroyed. Ninveh nehepeches means it's going to be turned over. Okay? Go to a family that's making a wedding. The house is in turmoil. It's good. It's a simcha. But it's still turned over. So, Yena was told by Hashem it's going to be turned over. He didn't say destroyed. The lashon of the nevuah originally was Ninveh nepeches, and he didn't know what it meant. He didn't know if it was going to be good or bad, so it was what it was.
And also, false a negative prophecy doesn't have to be fulfilled because people could do tshuva.
That's exactly what happened over there.
By
Nineveh. But what was interesting, it says in Sfarim, why didn't Jaina want to go? Why did Jaina not want to go? He was afraid that they were going to attack and do tshuva. Then Hashem will say, you see, Goyim did tshuva and Jews didn't. So he went, he didn't go for the benefit of the Yidden. That Hashem shouldn't have complaints, that the Goyim do tshuva and the Yidden don't. He's ready to get killed for it. The Pearl Hashem told him, Nineveh, that's what he told him, Kikoyan, you know, when he fell asleep and the tree and withered and the evil. So he told him, you have to have a Rachmanis. Nineveh was a very big city.
Yeah, also Hashem wanted to give a lesson to the Jews. I mean, the Jews could take a cue from
But there's a big difference. The Ragel Shavar says in the whole story of Nineveh, the Rebbe brings it down to the Sikhis, that the tshuva of a Jew is retroactive. And the Ragel Shavar learns, based on Gemara and Rambam, that the tshuva of a guy is only from here on. A guy can't undo the past.
How do you learn that
now? Huh?
How do you learn that now?
From the story of Nineveh before that.
How does the Ragel Shavar learn? I don't remember now all the sources he brings down, but that's what he said.
I think tshuva is tshuva.
No. But only by a Jew, tshuva undoes the past. A guy can't do tshuva that it undoes the past. It's only mikanu lahaba. In fact, the Ragel Shavar says the same thing when the Gemara says in Kedushin about if somebody says to a woman, Nariyat Mekadeshesli, on the condition I have no vows. So it could be if a chacham comes and nullifies the vow, so it's retroactively nullified. So now when he did the kedushin, there was no vows. But by a doctor, by the fua, if he says, I have no blemishes, when the doctor fixes the blemishes, it's only from here onward. So therefore, at the time of the kedushin, the blemishes did exist. So then it wouldn't be a valid kedushin. It's similar to that concept. But it says, the Rebbe brings it down, there's a lot in the Ragel Shavar about this, that tshuva by a guy is only from here on, like by Nineveh, and by a Jew it's retroactive. A Jew can undo the past. It's very simple reasoning, if you want to know the reason. Because a Yid has a neshama, and the neshama is one part with Hashem, which is above time and place. If it's above time and place, the past is not past. And the future is not future. A guy doesn't have that level of neshama that's connected to the level of elokus above time and place. So it doesn't happen.
You say what is it? A Jew has a neshama and a guy doesn't?
Something like that, yeah. So a Jew is connected to above time and place. A guy isn't. Okay, a mevatel divrei Navi. No. Yeah. Mevatel divrei Navi. One who discards the words of a Navi. How do we know Yadid Inish? How do we know that the person is a kosher prophet that you have to listen to? Okay? Very simple question. A guy says a prophecy, you don't listen. So the Torah says you get punished. The question is, how do you know he's a good prophet? Maybe how am I supposed to know? Maybe he's not a good prophet. So Gemara says, do you have leis? The prophet gives him a sign to show that he's a good prophet. So Gemara says, Micha de leis. Micha. But like they said before, didn't give a sign when he told the man to hit him. The innocent, yet the guy was punished. Right? Why? So he says, Hecha de muchzik shani. Here, like we said before, if a guy is guaranteed, established as a good Navi, then even if he doesn't give a sign, you have to listen to him. And how do we know this? The Gemara says, Dile temahachi, because you must say this. Avram and Har Maria said to Yitzchak, guess what? When Yitzchak said to him, where's the Seh? So it's like Rashi says, Avram basically said to Yitzchak, you're the Seh. Right? So, Yitzchak, how did he listen to Avraham Avinu? Maybe it was a false prophecy. And then he's going to let himself get killed because Avram is telling him this is what Hashem told me to do. Or, so what's the answer? Because Avram was Muslim. Or, Eliyahu bar Carmel establishes the proper Navi. Or, Eliyahu and our Carmel, right? Eliyahu and our Carmel. Like we said, remember, he brought a korban and Har HaKarmel, which was halachically forbidden. Hey, Chasam Chaleh, how could they rely on him? And they're going to shech korbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash, which is a capital punishment sin. How did they rely on Eliyahu? Like we said before, right? Eliyahu Navi said, bring the korban, make a bomb and bring a korban.
Like in the case of lost and found, we don't interrogate the Talmud Chacham to give this.
One second. Ela hecha de muchzik shani. So this is an interesting din in Navua. That if the Navi is established as a kosher Navua, you don't need a sign. He doesn't need to prove it. Even if he's going against the Torah at that moment, like Eliyahu Navi did in Har HaKarmel, once the Beis HaMikdash was built, like the Rambam says, all bummies, all side, outside places were forbidden to bring korbanos. And Eliyahu Navi did it. Why? Because it was a Navi Mochsik.
Why
did right, that's why. Why did Yitzchok listen? Because he was a Navi Mochsik. What?
What if he's wayward Navi? Like prophet.
What does that mean?
Like in the case of... what we learned before.
Yeah, they were false prophets. Here we're talking about Avraham Avinu was proven to be good. Eliyahu Navi and Har HaKarmel was proven to be good.
Avraham Avinu himself fought against idol worshippers who sacrificed their son, their children to idols. Avraham Avinu himself fought against such moves, such actions. And now Hashem told him.
And Rechanami. But he was Muchzik, Gemara says. That's the only reason why Yitzchok believed him. What? Who?
Micha Hanavi and Pesel Micha.
Micha wasn't
a Navi. No. This guy, Micha, no. Micha wasn't his real name. His name was Michayol. There was another Pesel. First of all, this guy, Michayol, is much, much later. Pesel Micha, they went out of Mitzrayim with.
It's the same name, right? Pesel Micha.
But this is Micha is shortened for Michayol.
It's
no, it's not. It's a short. Abridged. A bridge form. Okay, we start the Gemara. Now the Gemara started talking about the Akedah. The Gemara is going to talk now about the Akedah. Vahi yachad v'mo'ela. It was after these words. V'alikim nisas Avram. Hashem tested Avram. Right, as the pastor said, we said it. He davened already, okay? Okay, now. Achamai, so Gemara says, after what? He says, it was after these things, Hashem tested Avram. After what things? After Advarim Ha'ela means, what words? The words of the Satan. What happened? It says, Yitzchak grew up, whether it was the bris, the bar mitzvah, the different opinions, and he made a party. Yeah? Amr Satan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Satan says before Hashem, Ribbeinu Shel Olam, Zokin Zeh, Chananta L'mei Hashana Pribaten, this Tzadik you gave a baby when he was 100 years old. Such a miracle. L'hoyu L'itur Echad, Egezel Echad L'akla Fanecha. He only had one turtle dove. In other words, this is the way he thanks you, by bringing one animal as a korban. So what is this? Amalei, so Hashem answered the Satan, Klum asa ala b'shvil b'nei. Why did he make the party for his son? Imani oimalei, Hashem said to the son, if I would tell him, Zvachas bincha lefanai, shechtim, kill your son, miyazevchi, he would listen to me. He said, what are you talking about? The Satan came to complaining, right? Look at this guy, Avraham Avinu. He gave him such a bracha. He had a baby at 100 years old. And now, what does he give you as a thanks? One little animal as a korban? So Hashem said he didn't do it for himself. He did it for his son. If I would tell him to bring his son as a korban, he would listen. And that's what he means. After the words of the Satan, Then Hashem said, "Well, Elokim Nisus Avram, I'm going to prove to the Sultan." But Yehiman, he said, "Kach noz bincha, please, no means please. I beg you, please take your son." It's only an expression of request, a begging. It's an analogy of a physical king. He had a lot of wars. And he had one mighty soldier, Venitzka, that won all the battles. Later on, there was a very big war coming up, a very fierce war. Amalei said to his warrior, "Bevakashim imcha, amayd li b'mochamazu, stand firmly with me for this war." Shloyem rishenis ein b'hem mamish. That the earlier wars were no big deal. It's the same thing. Afakadosh Baruch Hu amar l'Avram, Hashem said to Avram like this: "Nisisicha bekamin nisyenis. I gave you already 9 tests. Okay, many tests, 9. V'amadet b'kulam. And stand, and you passed all the tests." Achshav, amaydli bin yisoyin zeh, Hashem said to him, "Please stand in this trial." Shloyem reimamish b'lishen, that you shouldn't come along and say that the earlier tests were nothing. Okay, the Mefarshim, Chassidus explained, I'm going to bring down from the Rebbe and the Vuchim and everything. But the bottom line is like this: what did Hashem say that the earlier tests would be worthless? So it says all the earlier tests was to bring out godliness in the world, to reveal godliness in the world. All those things are basically what Avraham Avinu wanted to do. It was his nature to spread godliness in the world. This test of the Akedah went against everything Avraham Avinu stood for. Avraham Avinu was chesed. Now, right, like we said yesterday, Sefer HaBor says that from the day Avraham Avinu was created, the Midas HaChesed sent him out of a job. So all the other tests Avraham Avinu passed, people could have said, okay, this is what he was. He had a mission, and he had tests for the mission. Here, this test of killing his kid went against everything Avraham Avinu stood for. So therefore, this test proves that all the other tests he did not because it was his nature, but because Hashem told him to do it. Okay. Next Sunday, there's no class.